Hello, podcasters. Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Andrew Gaff reveals his top five shots on goal at the club.
Pete Rosethorne plays some celebrity name game for a bit of fun.
We asked you, where did you leave your kid?
And Matt has a lot of presents to buy.
Thanks, Kimber. Thanks, Maddie. Sorry, that's bad, Pete Rosethorne.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Shut up! The boy is on the radio!
He's an All-Australian, the best wingman in AFL. And he's our man inside the West Coast Eagles. Let's talk footy with Andrew Gaff for Automasters.
After a tough 16-point win over the Demons on Friday night, Andrew Gaff joins us. G'day, Gaffy, how are you?
Morning, guys. Going well.
Gaffy, I don't even know what happened in last week's game because it was overshadowed by Liam Ryan's mark. Did it look just as impressive from where you were?
Well, it looked impressive from the bench. Yeah, I'd just come off and it's been spoken about, but the great thing was that it wasn't like he'd just been sitting in the goal square for 5 minutes resting. He ran basically half the field, and to then do it on a toss player and probably the comp is an unbelievable effort, as well as when the game's on the line. So that's what we pride ourselves as players, to do things when it counts, the big moments. And for him to do that, I mean, it should be mark of the year.
Have you ever,
hands down.
Have you ever done anything like that? Have you ever got anywhere close to being that high?
No, I can't. It's well known I can't jump. In my draft camp, when I was 18, before I got picked up by West Coast, I had the worst vertical jump.
Oh, did you?
Out of the whole group.
Did you?
Not a high jumper.
Nah.
You can't be good at everything, mate.
Nah, that's right.
You see, kids' dreams can still come true.
That's right, the worst. Not just the second or third.
The worst. Right.
But, mate, you're at a club with Nick Nat and Flying Ryan.
That's right. We've all got different strengths
over
the table.
Yeah, they
make up for you. They pick up my slack.
Your old club when you were a kid, the Demons were pretty good, weren't they, for most of that game?
Yeah, they were. I think teams are hunting us a lot more, saying we obviously won last year, and they seem to be playing really well against us. And I think Melbourne probably played their best three quarters of almost the season on Friday night, and it took us a really good last quarter to get over the top of them. And I guess that's what happens when teams are chasing us a bit, and they're going to beat a lot more teams for the rest of the year. But we've got to take all the wins we can this week, and it's going to be a big one this week in Adelaide as well.
Now, Gaffy, you were at the A-League Grand Final. And of course, dear old Perth Glory lost in the most awful way, that penalty shootout, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was hard to watch it. It's sort of, Perth had been a dominant team all year. As it sort of got closer towards the penalty shootout, it reminded obviously the boys that were there and everyone in the crowd of the week before, and how successful the team were in that penalty shootout, but it wasn't to be on the weekend, and well done, Sydney.
Would there be an AFL equivalent to a penalty shootout?
Oh, could you imagine it?
Maybe the old hand pass through the whole thing.
Or it'd be nice to
sort it out.
Lining up
like Sideshow Alley.
Instead of having extra time in a grand final, if the scores are tight, you could have five kickers each.
All right, well, who's your starting five in your team?
Starting five, Luke Shuey's done it before.
Okay,
So I think he's a walk-in start. Shannon Hearn's one of the best kicks in the comp.
Yep.
I reckon he'd be good.
Have to have JK in.
Yeah, JK. Josh Kennedy. He's done it all before.
Yep.
So two more. I'd be out. I think 30. I'd only have 30 metres in me after the sign. So if it was 40 metres out, it couldn't be me. Someone like Will Schofield's a really nice set shot for goal.
Okay.
We do a lot of practicing goal kicking sort of before and during training a lot, and he's a really nice set shot for a backman.
Yep. Oh, the boys are all listening now. They're all feeling nervous. They're like, am I going to make the grade?
Ellie, Yo's waiting for some positives.
Yo, he can spray him, sorry.
How about the bloke in the grand final who did some heroics in that last
few seconds? Dom. Hey? I'd say Dom or Jack Redden. Redden's a nice shot as well.
Reliable,
Can 50-50 toss the coin for those two.
Oh, wouldn't it be awful being the fullback, though, having to try and stop them? Climb the goalpost.
I know. You'd have to have Max Gorn on the line or something like that.
Yeah. Well, there you go, Simo. You've now got your list of five kickers for the soon-to-be AFL shootout.
They keep putting rules on them every season. We'll change the rules.
Could be amazing. And down to this weekend, mate. It is a big day, a big game against Adelaide on Saturday. And if you win, it's 7-3. It turns out to be a great start.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, we've had some really good history in Adelaide over the years as well. So hopefully we can do something similar. Adelaide have really improved since they were sort of copying a lot of scrutiny, I think, the first couple of games of the season. So it's going to be tough. They've been a really good team for quite a lot of years, and If we can get it done, it puts ourselves in a really good position.
Yeah, they've probably underachieved a little bit, I would think, Adelaide, haven't they?
Yeah, I think last year they definitely did. And the first couple of years, first couple of weeks of this season, they probably weren't at their best, but they're really starting to play well now. And it's such an even comp that at the moment we're taking these wins, and we're still a little bit way off trying to find our best form, but we feel like it's coming soon and coming towards the second half of the year.
Well, the Crouch Boys and co in that midfield, they're pretty quick, they're pretty good, so you'll be on your bike, mate. All the best.
Thanks, guys.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
The man from stages around the world, including our Laugh Out Loud stage a couple of years ago, Kath and Kim, and so much more. Pete Rosethorn, g'day, mate.
Good morning, everybody.
Pete, is there a bit of an exercise going on at the moment where we're just trying to keep your brain active? You've been on a lot of shows, like last night I saw you on Talking About Your Generation, where they're testing you.
They were.
You're on this celebrity name game thing where they're testing you.
They're finding them very difficult. All of them very difficult. And I think I'm going to do The Chase in about a month as well.
Oh, are you?
Yeah,
I want to be on that show.
Yeah.
Great show.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know. I'm going to tell anyone that. Who cares?
Too late.
No. We're keeping the Alzheimer's at bay. That's what
we're doing.
Have you broken your contract already by telling us?
Probably. I don't know. What contract?
You're fired.
And let's not overlook the fact that you'll be, you know, strutting the boards doing pantomime soon, darling.
Is that how I have to talk?
Yes, it is.
Oh, make it stop.
So you
Jack
are
and the
busy.
Beanstalk.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Here's a hot tip. He's behind you.
No, stop it. Wow. He's lit. No, he isn't.
It's a villain.
I think Lucy Durack's in it too.
Oh, very good.
She gives some credit.
State of royalty.
Earth's own Lucy Durack.
Well, she's a singing sweetheart.
Is he?
Yeah.
And Richard Reid, I think, is in it. You know, the King of the Jungle.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And some.
What's the big
what's
names?
Hoot, what's Hoot and Hoot? Al and Hoot? Hootie and Al?
Hootie and Alton?
Al?
And, oh. Hootie and the Blowfish.
No.
I'm not Hootie.
What's his name? Hootie and the Blowfish, the lead singer.
Oh, I turned to Claire's
Darius Rucker.
Darius
Rucker. He's good, isn't he?
He's very good.
He's a full-on country man. I didn't know that.
He's now, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
It actually makes me nervous that Claire's that quick, actually, because we were going to have a little game in here while you're here, and I think Claire's might do well with that type of thinking.
Is it a Darius Rucker game? Quite obscure if it is.
Yeah, I remember that line. I'm not Hootie.
No, we're going to have a crack at this celebrity name
game. Celebrity name game. Sounds like fun.
Nice. Yeah, it's quite hard. I was very bad at it.
This is tomorrow night on Channel 10, 6 p.m.
Yes.
Oh, that's the peak time.
So
6 p.m. Everyone's home at 6 p.m.
Should we have you two go first? Kimber and Matt go first?
Okay, team Kimber and Matt here, or Matt and Kimber. Okay, so Matt, I'm gonna read out, like, give you some clues, and you have to guess who they are as quick as you can. I think we're doing a 30-second timer.
So 30 seconds on the clock. Okay.
All right, Pete, you're going to be with Team Clazy, so it's going to go real swell.
So I'm not
going to
do anything here?
Okay.
You can just pick on them. Are you ready to go? Your time starts now.
Channel 7, Susanna and...
Rick Arden.
Yep. Spicy peri peri chicken.
Nando's chicken.
Yep. The band... why can't I think of... Somebody Told Me that you
somebody
had a...
Somebody Told Me. Yep. The Killers?
Yep. The pub at the Crown.
Oh... The Camfield?
Mirabelle.
No. Pete's playing for you now.
Sorry.
One that makes you smile, makes you feel
every
happy
pub makes you smile, Kimber, until later on when it doesn't.
I reckon that answer's worth a point.
<That's> good.
The Merrywell.
Oh, the Merrywell.
I counted three.
I think.
Yeah, it's three.
I think it was pretty damn good.
I could not think of anything for
that's
the Killers.
All of them.
Yeah, well done, Maddie. Okay.
Good
playing.
It's going to be hard because I'm terrible at it.
You almost got another one there because Pete was playing with you and for you.
Yeah. Have you got some over there?
I've got some.
Are you going to test Pete?
Do you want to have a crack, Pete?
Yeah,
okay, so I'm going to give you 60 seconds to beat this score.
Okay, thank you.
No, only joking. You ready for 30 seconds?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, I haven't seen those. Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, first one. English girl band in the 90s.
Spice Girls.
Correct. And Mundo. Perth car dealer. Famous car dealer.
John Hughes.
Right over the causeway. Well done.
John Hughes.
I'm in the Cave of Wonders and I'm rubbing a lamp.
Oh, hello.
Oh, I'm Aladdin.
Oh, you're correct. I'm eating something really delicious and it's got some jam in it, I believe.
It's a jam donut.
No, it's not, but it's also got some other, what is it? Sponge. And
it's a sponge cake. It's a jam sponge cake. It's jam cream sponge cake. It's a Lamington.
Lamington.
Oh, it's a Swiss roll. That's a stupid question.
I had one for a long time.
No one's had one for a long time. That doesn't exist anymore.
The next one was Barley Belly. That would have been easy.
A terrific little Swiss roll. Jam, coconut, and a bit of sponge cake.
I think you might have got three, did you?
It was three apiece.
This is fun times.
It is a fun game, though.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah, it goes for half an hour. We'll see how fun it is.
Everyone's a winner.
No, this is fun.
It's a think piece. people, when you know, you're doing a few TV appearances, and some, especially the game shows, they do go on for a while, the recording, don't they?
They do.
Those in reality shows.
Well, I did two. I was meant to do three celebrity name games, but I only did two because Grant got a very sore back.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, right. I don't know what he did.
Well, he's quite bouncy, isn't he?
He is. Well, he hung onto my leg for most of the day. He stood on my shoe like a little kid, and I just dragged him around.
So that's enough, mate. Piggyback was going too far, though. You put him out.
Off the shoulders, brother.
Oh, that's Pete, enough. We love seeing you on TV. More of it. So tomorrow night on 10 at 6 p.m.
I'm going, well, yes. Yeah. I can't wait. Yeah. Hopefully I'll get a program that lasts more than one night.
Yes.
How many days walking the streets of Perth since someone called you Bretty, mate? How long has it been?
Well, that's every day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes, sadly. At least I'm not looking, I can still look like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
A couple of dubbers haven't taken over.
Hey, Pete, always good to see you, mate.
Great to see you. Thanks for having me.
Pete Rosethorn.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Every morning I get up too early, it makes me surly, getting up that early. Matt's World.
I can't stop thinking about that young woman in Poland who's had sextuplets.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she was expecting five.
Mm.
They knew she had five, but then she's had six.
Got the bonus.
It feels like a litter of puppies.
Oh, my God. Six babies at once. I mean, Claire-Z, tell me, I'm assuming one is enough.
Yeah, one at a time, 3 years apart, yeah.
Full on.
That's a lot going on there.
Six at the same time.
And she got the baby bonus, an extra one.
I hope she did. Six pooey bums.
Yeah. Whoa.
Six teethings, yeah. Cryings, not sleepings. Six feedings?
That's incredible.
I mean, ow, right? Yep. I mean, I like a good tweak of the nipples as much as the next bloke.
Sure.
I really hope that they've got a good pawpaw ointment in Poland. I really yeah. do.
Well, they'd need it anywhere with a cold, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would. So, let's face it, she's not going to have a lot of me time for a while.
True.
But that's how I feel about the month of May.
Oh, do you?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's the one month of the year where I'm kind of forced by convention to consider others.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say you were planning on fertilising six people.
No, anyway. No, because you may call it May, but for me, I call it the birthday month.
Maddie, could you consider calling it Birth May?
Birth May.
Birth May.
I like it.
Yeah.
Or Brian May. So I've got my four significant people
right.
all within 14 days of each other in May.
Oh, no.
Birthdays, sure. right? So
yep.
Bro is on the 11th of May.
Yeah.
A week after my brother is Steppy D, my stepdaughter's birthday.
18th.
2 days after that is my mum's.
Yep. Yeah.
And 5 days after that is my partner T's birthday.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So that's tough, right?
We need to do a collection around here.
Or? And these are not the sort of birthdays that I can send a Facebook message, hope you have a great day, because Facebook reminds me.
Or a quick text.
No.
Right.
These are actual, like, I have to remember the date and action something.
Well, that's for do something special, isn't
it? It is, yeah. But I guess there are advantages, because much like the young Polish woman, it's hard work, but it's done.
Yeah.
When it's done, right. it's done. I mean, she's not going to get a lot of me time, of course, but let's face it. 5 years of hard work, and then she can pretty much let them go free range, right? they'll look after
each
other. Not
chickens.
Well, lots of parents have been using that approach.
Yeah. So if all I have to do is nail five presents with Mother's Day,
right.
and I'm done for the year.
Oh, she gets all the presents done in one day.
Well, that's sort handy. Of. You know, mum's just happy to be alive.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Okay. Would you use that one in the text?
Yeah, she'd be happy with a jar of black and gold honey
okay.
right, on Mother's Day, and she'd be like, oh, gee, you're a great okay. son.
Get on it then. Yeah.
Mum, tick.
Yeah, brother's easy. Because
yep.
he and I have both reached that stage of life where we're like, I've got enough stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need anything.
Get him a North Melbourne scarf.
A scarf or a book. He's done. Steppy D. I'm finding 8-year-olds are pretty easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a huge spectrum of joy there.
Mm-hmm.
You can get them a really expensive piece of electronics.
Yep.
Or a $4 plastic lightsaber that creates bubbles.
Yes.
And the level of joy is about the same.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Mum, okay, it was a big one. It was her 75th.
Sure.
I told you we went to the beautiful sea restaurant.
Oh, you did the high tea.
High tea
was brilliant. Great idea.
What a day.
Yep.
And without a shadow of a doubt, That was the best $13,000 cucumber sandwich I've ever eaten.
What, you bought Sea Restaurant?
So I'm, but now I'm in the home straight. I got one more to go.
Right.
The most important one, yeah. My partner T. You know, this is the hard one.
This is tricky.
I'm also worried for you because last year you bought her something that you thought was quite funny and quite cute and she didn't really like it.
Let's be honest. My strike rate's 50-50 at the moment. Okay.
So if you're looking at something you've purchased and it's just sitting in the drawer and not being worn?
There's a slight artistic difference on what's cool or not.
Okay. So, you're not getting the lightsaber, are you?
No, but I'm just like to warn the staff at Red Spot. I will be in early today. So
good luck, bud. Matt's
World. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie. The juice.
Oh, you tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Aladdin is in cinemas today with Will Smith starring as the genie in a live-action extravaganza.
Mm-hmm.
Will said it's the most fun he's had making a movie and one of the greatest experiences of his professional career.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, cool.
And also because, you know, following Robin Williams, he said he did have reservations and was a bit concerned because everyone said, well, it's pretty hard to capture that.
Yeah. Mm.
But he said what he took from that was Robin made it his own, I made it my own. We'll work with that.
It's the only way
and
to do it.
By all accounts, Will Smith is very good.
Have some of column A, try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Oh! And it is definitely all animated in that live action way. Will Smith said it's not actually him. He's never worn any blue paint. There's nothing on him that's real. It's all just created. So not his abs.
Okay.
And it's directed by Guy Ritchie. The film is expected to be loved by Aladdin fans worldwide. It's in cinemas today. Producer Kat gave it 3.5 stars.
3.5 out of 5?
Yeah. I'll see it tomorrow. Okay. I'll let you know.
Okay. All right. Very good.
All the important things. Yeah. I mentioned yesterday that Justin Bieber's film clip in an Icelandic canyon had such a negative environmental impact with hordes of tourists following through.
I thought that was just the song.
But it's okay. Biebs is going to make it better. He's doing a collab. That's a collaboration for those who aren't street enough.
Thank you.
We got collab.
Gee, love it for you.
But
this show's a bit of a three-way collab.
But it's not a musical collab. It's for a natural antiperspirant with Schmitz.
Oh, really?
Schmitz is just a natural organic kind of company.
Yep.
The deodorant is called Here and Now, and it's about being present in everyday life.
Oh, okay.
I mean, who knew you could get such spirituality from your deodorant?
It's so profound.
Very important. Nice one, Justin.
I've got that from Brute.
Yeah? Brute 33?
You're a brute.
And Kim Kardashian, she's more than just a... Actually, I don't even know what she is. Would we call it... Is she an influencer? A reality?
Reality
a
TV star?
Well, she's a celebrity.
She is. Yes.
She's all things to all people.
She's very wealthy, but she also talked Donald Trump into changing prison reform.
Yes,
and
she did.
Kim has helped release 17 women from prison in the last 3 months.
Well done.
So she's done quite well. So it makes sense that the world are turning to Kim for help on the really big issues, right, Matt?
Yes. Well, so very briefly, Armenia and Azerbaijan have had some issues over many decades.
Sure.
They've been, you know, had conflicts. Mm. And Kim Kardashian is of Armenian descent, as is Arsenal Football Club's Henrik Mkhitaryan.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, they're due to play a final against Chelsea in Baku, which is the capital of Azerbaijan.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you
still
with me? You're still
following? Yeah, no, it's getting political though.
And
yeah.
So they're worried about Henrik Mkhitaryan's safety. And so Arsenal fans have called on Kim Kardashian to use her influence to make sure that Henrik Mkhitaryan is either safe or that they move the event.
Right.
So because they don't want to play without him.
Is he player, owner or manager?
He's a player, beg your pardon. Yep, a very good player too. Yep. But she hasn't yet done it. And so Arsenal fans are going, come on, Kim. Do something.
She's being attacked on social media for not doing anything about this guy's safety.
Maybe Kanye can write a tune about it or something.
Maybe, yeah. Mm. Come on, Armenia. Come on, Azerbaijan. Be friends. Do the best that you can.
Hey,
just busy helping women get out of prison, but, work on the soccer. And Clarzy, an anniversary today.
Yeah, just a hand. Kiss released their Dynasty album on May 23rd, 1979. 40 years.
Oh, wow. What an album.
No, this one, of course, you can't do it without the old I Was Made for Loving You by Kiss. Oh. And it wasn't long after that, they finally came to Australia. It was 1980 when they played the Aldi Entertainment Centre, and the crowd just stood there and went, oh my God, they're here.
Yeah.
Oh, happy anniversary. I did a great job of outsourcing that juice then.
You really did.
Yeah, no, you did well.
Everyone does a bit.
And of course, tune into the podcast where I'll give an in-depth history of Armenia and Azerbaijan.
I'm looking forward to that.
That's your daily juice.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire's Matt and Kimber.
Now, Claire, you can relate to this one because you have told me before that one of the most stressful and sort of difficult times in your life have been when you drive your baby home from the hospital for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Suddenly being on the road changes because it's that first drive. You just got to get them back safely.
Especially the first child, because it's that responsibility of putting that capsule in the car, and it's like, oh, I'm just not being selfish anymore. It's not just about me or my partner and I. It's about this little human.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting them home is really important.
Big pressure.
And in Hamburg, Germany, these poor parents, they've just had a brand new baby and they've got a one-year-old child as well, so the little baby and its sibling. Yeah. And so they decided to take a taxi to get back to the house.
Okay, smart.
So home from hospital, got into the taxi, and when they arrived at the house, they got the one-year-old out of the car, they paid the driver, the driver took off. Mm-hmm. Not realising they just left the baby in the back of the cab.
Oh, dear.
They're not used to getting the baby out. I mean, they're used to getting the two of them and the one-year-old.
Yes.
And so they've just left their baby in the taxi, and the dad realised at the last second and tried to chase the cab on foot, but it got away.
Oh, dear. Yes.
Right. And so
it's running for a reason, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And then immediately called the lost baby hotline. Don't you
Oh, I forgot the kid.
Well, look, the driver had no idea that the baby was there. Ah. And so he parked his taxi in an underground garage and just went for a bit of lunch.
Oh, as you would.
And so there was a large-scale police search. They couldn't find the cabbie anywhere, couldn't locate the cab. And it wasn't until the driver picked up a fare at the airport that another passenger got in the car and went, baby on board.
Baby on board.
Oh, dear.
Why is there a baby in the back? And so they called the police, and the parents and the baby were reunited.
Oh, thank goodness it ended well. Maybe that other passenger thought that, taxis were sort of trying to match up with Uber's level of service.
Like value-added.
Oh, this is fantastic. We've got bought a bottle of mint and a baby.
You can get all the things.
All of the things.
Baby comes in handy.
I mean, we've talked about this before, but it happens so often about parents just leaving their baby behind because they've just sort of forgotten that they're there, or they've got baby brain, or they're exhausted.
Yes, all of those things.
Yeah.
And their partner who hasn't given birth to the child can have baby brain as well.
Mm.
That's one thing that people don't realise.
And it does remind you that we are creatures of sort of body memory.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, so you get into a habit of doing things and taking the one child out and doing all that stuff. It doesn't take much to not realise that there's a new thing to do.
Oh. Especially with a lack of sleep.
Yeah.
Think of all the times you've driven to work and gone, I don't know how I got here.
Exactly.
But you just managed. You just managed. And so we would love to hear from you. 133353, where did you leave your kid?
Breakfast with the Lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Hello, I'd like the Department of Missing Babies.
Please hold. Baby, come back.
So we want to know, where did you leave the kid? Janet's in Hammersley. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning. I left a 7-year-old in the service station at the corner of Ocean Beach Road and Wanneroo Road.
Okay.
We called in there following my parents to get some petrol.
Yep.
Didn't realise that she'd got out of the car to go to the toilet, drove off, and her big sister said, oh, did Jessie go with Nana and Grandad? And we went, oops, no. Where is she? She went to the toilet.
Oh, no. Oh, little Miss Seven would have come out and been pretty much left alone.
She was standing there looking around when we got back.
How terrifying.
Yeah.
Also, it's that time when your dad goes, I'm going to turn this thing around, or if you don't start behaving, I'm going to leave you behind.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
you think they're coming through with all of their promises.
Coming through the threat from the last holidays.
And you know what? It's become a prominent place now. If anyone's set working directions or anything, we always say, oh, it's near the service station.
Yes.
It's like a movie, isn't it?
Kevin's not here. Kevin's not here.
Kevin,
stopped at the servo.
Would have been great if Janet had got back and the little girl was squidgying people's windscreens.
And had already made $14.
Yeah.
We'll go to Chittering. Ian, where have you left your child?
At the hotel.
Oh, good on you.
Okay.
Left a phone charger and the kid.
It was Friday night, drinks night for me, and my daughter insisted on coming with me, which was fine. I got dropped off by my wife. We get a courtesy bus home so I don't drive. Yep. And I got home after about 3 hours and booked in the house. My wife said, "Where's your daughter?"
Uh-oh.
And she was down there playing with the other kids. So my wife stormed out, went down there, and then they all started at her because she was fuming.
Oh, dear. Yes.
Got home. She never spoke to me all night. Next morning, we went to fuel up because we were actually going to Perth. And there was the publican at the Bowser as well. Started counting my kids in the car.
Not so happy hour, Ian.
And my 25, 26 years later, my daughter still is on a me about the same situation.
Nothing wrong with it, Ian. I was basically brought up at the Inglewood Hotel for the first few years of my life.
Yeah. Get used to the car park.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, find something to do.
Thanks, Ian.
No worries.
I just imagine you went in the car park, kicking rocks around, trying to fill a bit of time.
Oh, when Mum and Dad were together, they loved the Inglewood.
You were there and Kimber was at cricket grounds.
Yeah.
Dad's playing for 8 hours. Terrific.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Hey, now, of course, we don't just turn up and turn the mics on. Well, we do sometimes.
Pretty much,
but,
yeah.
But, you know, we think about what we might say and we plan it. And we meet at the end of each show. And usually that's it's a very sacred time where we sit and meet and talk. But one Kimber Cahill yesterday was very keen to get out of the meeting.
Oh, so keen.
Why was that?
You were rushing.
You guys missed out yesterday. Our workplace spoiled us by getting us 10-minute shoulder massages.
Oh. What were you going to say, then?
10 I was going to say head and shoulders, but it was just a shoulder and back.
Well, that's shoulder and back.
That's what. It was amazing. Okay. And I feel terrible now. I don't have her business card right in front of me. I did have it on my desk.
That's but, all right.
She was pretty good, huh?
It was awesome. Right. You guys really missed out. People think that 10 minutes wasn't enough.
It doesn't sound like enough.
Yeah, but just imagine when you're sitting there and someone, here we go, here it is.
Where do you get the card?
Managing movement.
Brilliant.
Amanda. She
good
was wonderful.
You, Amanda. Well, you made Kimber's day.
You made your movement very quickly from our meeting. In fact, it was cut short prematurely.
Think about those moments when you're just sitting there and someone just randomly comes up to you. I assume this happens to you, but and someone might just give you a quick little massage as they walk past.
Oh, sure. Get that in this day and age, you're allowed to do
anything. Yeah, exactly. I'm a woman. I've been harassed by men so many times it's happened. No, but, you know, they do that kind of, quick little massage or your partner might just give you a quick 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, I want more of that. Yeah. I got 10 minutes of that.
Actually, no, you make that noise and you go,
oh, yeah, exactly. You go, oh, yeah, more. 10 minutes of that. She got in there with her elbows. I felt awesome.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you had something to go to. I thought you just weren't interested in me breaking down the election results.
Yeah, it also means you guys got some things across the line that all next week I'll be like, who agreed to this?
Yeah, we were pretending to work, weren't we? We were. Kimber was away, and I came in the studio and was doing some things, and all of a sudden you were back and it felt like 2 minutes. So when you were in the chair, did it feel like 10?
Oh, yeah, it felt like half an hour.
See, I'd fall asleep.
You missed
levitating,
out.
Levitating, weren't you?
Honestly, if you don't take these things when the boss gives them to you, they'll take them away.
All right, well, for the rest of the morning, Matt and I'll take turns in giving you a massage.
Oh, fantastic.
And we'll both lose our jobs tonight.
Yeah. Scandals.
Consent.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
West Coast Eagles, Wildcats and almost the glory in the fever. We've got a pretty damn good sporting record lately, haven't we, in the West?
Oh, what a state of overachievers.
Number one.
We're all about the sport at the moment.
Yeah, at the sport. We're good at everything, aren't we?
Oh, look, we've got some music that we're good. We're good. We're known for that.
Yeah.
WA's pumped out some great bands, In Excess and Tame Impala and Birds of Tokyo, Eurogliders.
Just got to look at that state-of-the-art festival lineup coming up in June.
Yeah.
On the WA Day long weekend.
Yeah. And don't forget, we're good at meth.
We are.
We actually, a number of times we have been named as the number one state for meth.
Yeah.
We're good at merging.
Oh, no, not so good at merging.
Okay, there.
We're terrific at exploiting our native animals for publicity.
Oh, yes.
Can we get a selfie?
Oh, the quokka's never been on such a high.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
We're quokka's, awesome at that.
They're on a massive contract with Tourism WA, though.
Oh, I bet they are.
They're having a field day. How about roadworks? We're pretty damn good at those.
We're good at road closures.
True.
I don't know how good we are at the road works.
Well, maybe we're just good at them, their longevity.
Yeah.
Every time I get in the Hutton Street off ramp and I go, this has been going for a while now.
We're good at like widening the freeways, but only a section at a time and then going back 12 months later and adding a bit more to that same section.
Yes. Yeah.
Super at that.
Yeah. I know we're joking, but I'm getting quite emotional.
Are you okay?
This is like the greatest state just, in the world.
Just settle. Hey, we're good at appreciating big things.
Oh, yes.
If you think about the big plane that came a few years ago and there were queues
25,000 people to go and see a plane.
Well, you're right. We don't mind lining up in a queue. We're good at like when the Krispy Kreme donuts came.
Yeah, yes. True.
No problems lining up. We don't mind lining up for petrol.
Yeah.
We love that.
Oh, that's on cheap day.
It's cheap.
Yeah. Monday. Oh, yeah. I see someone was doing free burgers coming up soon. I wish I knew. But because I'd be there. You queue up for a free burger, but it's the first 500 people in. You know, that happens quite a bit. Good marketing.
I am so proud to be a sand groper right now.
You okay over there, bud?
Yeah, I am.
Don't just rest on the sports. We've got much more to offer.
So much more.
Can you do some merging? We'll work on that one.
I'm going to the bell tower.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good newsreader, but here's what Jordan missed.
Kimber has interrupted us.
Terrible, terrible. That's sacrilege.
Oh, sorry, I'm bored.
It's pretty funny, though.
Now, those of us who are a certain age will know this music very well.
Cowboys.
Do you know what it is?
I recognise it, but I don't think I could name the title of
you
the...
Youngin.
It's the theme song
Roundup?
To Bonanza.
Bonanza.
And the thing I remember most about it was the burning map.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you remember
and the
that?
Intro titles.
Yeah.
And so, the guy from Little House on the Prairie was just a kid.
He was.
Michael Landon.
And of course, the famous character was a big, big man called Hoss.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like the brother that was, you know, could shift, you know, a building but didn't have a lot going on upstairs.
Oh, okay. Brawn, not brains.
Totally.
I remember seeing the titles and always laughing because there was a guy called Lorne Green in it.
Lorne Green.
Hey, green grass.
Absolutely.
Lorne Green.
Well, in honour of Hoss, a bloke called Steve Warden, who's a hairstylist in Cambridge, Ohio, and he was inspired by his children to attempt to make the world's biggest hairball.
Oh.
Right. So
is this something that the Hoss did?
Well, no, but the Hoss was a big hairy man.
Oh, okay, right.
So they've created this thing. They've called it Hoss. It's 4 feet tall.
What?
It's 125 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
And he's basically, his kids went, go on, Dad, make the world's biggest hairball. And so he's attempted.
What's this thing, living in the garage or something?
He's got it downstairs, right?
So, oh, gross.
So it's a hairy art installation.
It's a hairy art installation.
Wow.
And of course, once it reached about 97 pounds, he thought, hang on a minute, I'm onto something here. Mm. I'm going to get in touch with Ripley's Believe It or Not. Because Steve needs to be validated.
Mate,
obviously.
I can tell you without question you've got the world's biggest hairball because surely no one else would have done such a disgusting thing.
Oh, you see, you're so naive. You don't realise that there's a world out there of hairball.
Oh, no.
It's a fetish thing for
no.
some.
No.
And unfortunately, Steve's hairball, it ain't the biggest.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
There's bigger hairballs.
He got pipped at the barber's post by Henry Coffer from Charleston, Missouri, who managed to make one that was 167 pounds.
Oh, dear.
What's wrong with these?
I remember my cat Booby having a big fur ball once, but this is ridiculous.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yuck.
But God bless him. Steve's Hoss is now travelling the country as a sort of freak show kind of thing.
Oh, my God.
I hope it's insured because it could burn easily.
Absolutely.
And if he finds a hair in his food, are the family all celebrating? They're all like, they add it to the collection.
Don't throw that in the bin. Everyone needs a hobby.
Oh, yuck.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.